Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
All right, guys, it's time. You're back. Here on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, right here on AfterBuzz TV. We've waited for it for months. It snuck up on us because it didn't do any sort of pre-marketing. And season 10 is here, episode 1 of season 10, The New Normal, tonight on AfterBuzz TV. I'm Bobby, that's Frankie, and at the end is Sterling. You guys know them, you know me. Ladies, welcome back. How have you been?
Woohoo!
I can't believe it's been that long already.
I know.
Sad and lonely without the Kardashians.
Just a couple months ago, we were bitching about Courtney and Khloe take the Hamptons and how boring it was, and Courtney and her personality changes and blah, blah, blah. And now the real Kardashians is back. So far, much better than the spinoffs, as expected.
Yeah, definitely enjoy the whole clan back together instead of just the little sidebars.
Well, and that's because we have Kim, you know?
And we got Bruce on the loose.
Pretty much.
And Bruce. I don't know how much Bruce has to do with it, but
we're going to talk a lot about Bruce today and, in fact, lead off on some Bruce stuff. But before we do that, just a reminder to you guys, if you haven't in the first 10 seasons or the first 9, here in season 10 is the perfect time to do it. Go on iTunes, click subscribe. You can rate us if you listen to the podcast. If you're on YouTube watching this, you can comment. You can tweet us. I'm at Bobby DeMuro. What are your Twitter handles, ladies, real fast, if the people want to tweet you while they're watching?
For Francesca, it's XOXOCESCA.
And I'm at Sterling Cates.
Pretty damn simple. I'll also put those in a comment on the YouTube for those of you watching. But do that. Hit subscribe, rate us, all that good stuff. Hopefully you like us. Okay. Three things.
It's okay if not.
Yeah, it's totally. Yeah,
no pressure.
We've heard it before.
But you should like us. Anyways.
Three things I want to talk about before we get into the two main topics of this show, because whenever we do a new season, especially of the Kardashians, who exist more in the paparazzi than they do in, like, life, you have to cover what's been going on. I think it's only fair to cover what's happened in the off season. Yeah. The first one is their new deal with E! They signed a 3-year deal with an option for a 4th season, depending on ratings. I predicted last year that the show was on its last legs, and E!'s going to give them 4 more damn years. Shows you what I know, which is nothing. The deal is worth $80 million, could be much higher depending on ratings bonuses. What do you guys think about that?
It's not surprising.
I mean, like, E! Is Kardashians at this point. Like,
Pretty much.
Their spinoffs, their shows, the ratings, you know, like, we watch it, we have an after show for it, you know what I mean? Like, it's just not surprising at all. Yeah. More importantly, Kim's hair. I think we need to discuss that.
We definitely need to discuss that because let's actually just do it right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Because you guys know that I absolutely love Kim. Like, I could never say anything bad about her. And her new hair, there's some pictures where I'm like, why?
I think this is totally a Kanye thing that, like, it was his idea. He wanted her to do it. I feel like never in a million years would Kim Kardashian want to do that by herself.
I'm still caught on, and you guys are probably right because you're the demographic to watch this. It's more women than men. My news items are like Bruce and serious stuff. The biggest news story for you guys is Kim's hair.
Seriously?
did you see how much hype it got?
Yeah, it got a lot of hype. Yeah, and she broke the internet with Paper Magazine, which was in the off season. We talked about
that on End of Sense, and then she showed.
What was it? Was it Vogue or another? I forgot. I'm so sorry. Another magazine she did nude as well. Since then.
And she's shown doing nude in this episode.
Yeah. And I just want to say, go nude. But totally cool. But no, with her hair, I just like, some pictures I really like it, and then some I'm just like, yeah, it makes sense to be kind of a Kanye.
Excuse us for a moment, Bobby.
Go for it.
But the reason that at first, like the first couple of days, some of it looked weird
because
she had to keep going back to get it touched up, because when you have jet black hair, thick hair like that, you can't go platinum blonde in one sitting.
If you do, that's what she did on your head.
Like, the person who did it, they did that transition in one sitting, and so obviously after a wash it's going to become like yellow and change like a weird color, so she kept going back and that's why it kept getting whiter and whiter. But it's just, that is do that is really bad for your hair, first of all, but also very shocking that she did it, which is why she did it, because she wanted it to be shocking.
She wanted to break the internet.
Now she's having, like, she's saying that she's always wanted to do it and, like, blah, 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 that, like, Madonna inspired her. But really, I feel like that was definitely a Kanye.
Maybe it was from after the awards recently where, like, Sia, didn't he perform right after Sia? On the awards? What awards? I don't remember. But I have a question.
Yes.
Sterling, we'll answer this one. Do blondes really have more fun?
Of course they do. I've tried to go darker a few times. It just never happens.
I liked when you went pink. You went pink last summer.
I did, and then it just washed out because I'm meant to be a blonde.
And you and Gwen Stefani. Gwen Stefani looks better than Kim Kardashian as a platinum blonde.
Well, yeah. Some people just, you know, can't be blonde. But I do have to say, Chloe has been going blonder and blonder, mm-hmm. and hers looks pretty natural. Well, she's a natural blonde, anyways.
Well, yeah.
So like we spent light. Like 5 minutes on the hair color, so we can move on. But I just wanted to, you know.
No, that's interesting. Thank you for doing it, because I would have never touched on it. Third question about Bruce. We have to acknowledge Bruce's transition, because he has not said anything about this
exactly.
still.
Exactly, so I'm not acknowledging this.
Okay, that's interesting, but I will say, one rumor does not a story make. But when there is a considerable amount of smoke, fire's on the way, okay? There's something here. He's filming a damn docuseries about it.
I mean,
is he?
I don't know.
Frankie, I'm on the same page as you, because until he...
like, what do I tell my sister?
I get that he, like, his mom has, like, said something and, like, other people are saying stuff. But until I hear it from his mouth, I will not believe it. I just can't get over it.
I get that. And you guys are totally right.
To be fair, if this docuseries is happening and this transition is happening, I will most definitely be watching that show, and I hope I'm on the after show for it.
For sure.
But, you know, mad props for doing that. He'd be, like, probably one of the most high-profile celebrities to ever go through something like that, especially, you know, at his age and, you know, with his background and everything. But, you know, and that's awesome. Like, go for it. Do what you gotta do. But until I hear it from him and it's confirmed, like, for sure, I am not going to speak on that, because maybe he just wants to get plastic surgery and he should
I'm
be
with
more,
you, but
and
but,
maybe he wants to shave his legs, like I noticed in this episode that his legs were shaved.
I'm with you, but TMZ does a much better job than people give them credit for.
No,
they're
not
wrong on stuff like this.
TMZ I usually believe most of the time, but I, again, unless it's coming straight out of the horse's mouth, isn't that the saying, right, mm-hmm. guys? Then I'm not gonna care.
I'm interested about this whole thing, whether it actually happens or not. I consider it a foregone conclusion, so I'm on the different camp than y'all. But whether it happens or not, the generation, Sterling and I, we were talking about this earlier, the generational difference between people our age who know Bruce more as a Kardashian situation and the people our parents' age and viewers who are older who know Bruce the Olympian.
Right.
They will look at this story, if this is what is actually going on, we look at it and say, dude, if that's what makes you happy, go for it. They look at it, just because they're slightly more conservative, generally speaking, being older, they'll look at it as Bruce the Olympian. This is Michael Phelps to them.
Yeah.
And they look at it like, it must be very confusing. It has to for them. You know?
I mean, it's confusing for me. Like, I can't believe it until I know for sure. And if it is the case, then that's great. Like, go for it. But, mm-hmm. I mean, all this hearsay and this source said this and this source said that, like, until he says it and confirms it. And maybe he has some sort of contract with this docuseries that he can't talk about
True.
It or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But until that's confirmed, I just, you know. Which is funny, because with it, most anything else, I'm like, oh, that happened? Like, that's crazy. But,
I think, and that's the other dangerous thing with this family. Any other person going through something like this is intensely personal, very serious. I mean, it is for Bruce, too. But with this family going through this, it's also a sideshow. It is. He may have his real personal reasons for doing this, but he's putting it on camera. If this is true, he's putting it on camera. This is a sideshow now. This is what the Kardashians do and the Jenners do. This is their thing. And it becomes, not to cheapen it, I don't think, because if he can put it on camera and inspire people to be who they are or have people feel comfortable, these are good things. But on some level, it does make it a little bit superficial, you know, especially if the docuseries is going to be on E! Or wherever, theoretically. But it does make it I don't know. I don't know if they can approach it with the level of tact that I think requires something like this, especially to just put bite-sized pieces of it on television for 44 minutes every week.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, it's very interesting, which is why I don't want to jump to conclusions.
The reason I mentioned it, too, real quick, to his credit, he is saying that he is holding off on it, or holding off on filming it, I guess, for a while. He wants to get his kids caught up. on it, and he had that fatal accident in Malibu that killed someone he was involved in, and I don't know if they've determined culpability or whatever, but somebody died in this accident he was involved in, and so that's got to be something, especially for a guy like Bruce, who's very sensitive and very private. Right. That, I mean, it'd affect any of us, but for a guy like that, it definitely probably made him become a recluse for a time and deal with that.
It's crazy. That whole situation, it's tragic.
Third thing, and then we'll get to these shows, but we wanted to kind of touch on stuff that happened in the offseason. Kylie and Tyga.
Mm-hmm. I just saw him actually in concert.
Where?
He opened. Well, I mean, they were out here too, but he opened for Chris Brown and Trey Songz.
And I saw Kylie and Tyga together in Beverly Hills, you know, just casually.
Mm. Were they holding hands?
They were definitely together. It was just the two of them. Mm. It was,
I'm just kidding.
Just a spotting.
We spy.
Is this inappropriate?
No.
No.
You're like the only two who think that. Everybody else thinks it's creepy.
Let's be real. Guys mature
lower than girls.
So technically, he's about 18. So it works.
I don't disagree with you in his case.
Oh, wait, you think it's crazy? Isn't he 26?
He's 25 or 26. 20, and she's 17.
25?
Yeah.
I mean,
is she 17? Like, I get she's 17, but, like, she looks way older than I do.
Well, but the law doesn't care about that. Oh, no. And I don't know about the California law. If 17's okay, but I don't think...
if you have parental consent or whatever, then...
And it's tough to prove, I guess, physical sex is taking place. They could just be friends.
Yeah. I mean, I think each situation when it involves minors is different, but...
Right.
It's not a good look.
It doesn't seem creepy to me at all, though.
I don't think it's not... you said it's not a good look. I don't think it's that.
You
I don't
say
think
it's
there's
not,
any look.
Not a good look.
I was gonna say he was on he did an interview with, I think, Power 106 it was. And I was listening to it, and he was first of all talking about like his career, and he has like some fashion lines that he's about to launch and some other things. He's kind of all over the place. But they asked him obviously about Kylie because that's so popular right now. But he was just like, he wasn't really confirming whether or not, as they both are, confirming whether or not they're in a relationship or whatever it is. But he did say, he was like, you know, Kylie, he was like, I think he said, Kylie is like the dopest person I've ever met. Like, she's been through so much.
The dopest.
Yeah, the dopest.
Hey, she's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, he was like, she's one of the most genuine, like, most supportive people. And, like, he seemed very respectful of her in the interview, obviously.
He really said she's been through so much.
Yeah.
Maybe she has, but, like,
I mean, anyone who's grown up on TV, regardless of how, you know, superficial or whatnot you think their life is, that's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. But when you say about somebody been through so much, that's a tough thing to sell to mainstream America who has to get up and work every day, has to go through serious things. When she is a millionaire, and I'm not saying money solves problems, and maybe she's been through a lot we don't know about, obviously, but it's just a tough thing to sell. You got to understand when you say that about somebody.
But at the same time, regardless, I mean, yeah, you can argue this, but I'm just saying at the same time, everyone that's a celebrity is still a person.
For sure.
Yeah.
100%.
And we all go through different things on different levels, and it's hard for us on different legs.
But you must put it into context like he does and understand what that sounds like. I'm not belittling her. Maybe she's been through a lot of stuff.
He was saying it as a means of being complimenting her. Like, he wasn't trying to be like, she's been through so much.
Oh, no,
like,
I get it. I understand.
He was just like, she's a really amazing person. Yeah. What's the point of it?
And I'm sure she is. I just like that for me is like, anytime I hear somebody say that about like a rich person or a famous person, I'm like, ugh, it's not quite the same.
Lots of problems come with money and fame,
totally.
Bob.
But you got to understand that, like, not everybody, it's just a different world. And you have to acknowledge that. Okay, I'm interested to see that you guys are cooler than I am with Kylie and Tyga. I guess I'm never going to let my daughters date.
Let's hope you have sons.
No, I want girls.
Okay. I did think it was interesting, and I talked about that, like, this was a long time ago. I think we talked about this in News and Gossip with Kylie and Tyga, when all of that kind of, like, Twitter beef was going on between Drake and Tyga, and then Kylie kind of got thrown into the middle of that. Like, Drake, at the end of it, like, Instagrammed a picture of him and Kylie and was, like, got Kylie in the corner or whatever it said. I can't even remember. It was so long ago.
Well, just recently, too, Amber Rose made a comment about Kylie, and then Khloé, of course, started to defend, and then that got just messy between...
That was something.
Amber and the Kardashians, obviously.
Amber Rose.
Since Kim, you know.
Can I ask a question totally off topic here?
Sure, Bobs.
This is coming from a man who watches the Kardashians, who, depending on how you look at it, are famous for nothing. You know, a sex tape or whatever.
Yeah.
What does Amber Rose do?
Well, she was with Kanye West for a while, so maybe that's why she thinks she has, like, an entitled opinion.
But, I mean, like, is that her gateway to being a public figure?
She's, like, used to, she is a model?
She, I mean, they met when she was stripping, dancing, when she was dancing.
Her and Kanye.
Yes, her and Kanye, and whatever, they dated, and now she is kind of a model, and...
She's like a video wife.
I know the things she does, like, publicly, like Wiz Khalifa and all this sort of stuff, but I'm just like, her work history to get to where she is, there's a gap. It's like, what did she do to...
She just married Kanye.
Okay, so it's just very similar to Kim Kardashian in a lot of ways.
But she's a way less... She's like a way worse business person.
I totally understand. I'm just saying, like, it's just Amber. I don't understand Amber Rose. Like,
no one really understands.
I don't get it. I don't get it. That's another blonde, though.
But I mean,
doesn't seem like she's having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway,
let's talk about the show.
About Amber Rose. Yeah. I'm done talking about her.
It's not. I just had a question because I don't understand.
Kanye West did say that he had to do, like, a lot of cleansing before he was
take 30
after,
showers.
I had to take 30 showers after he, like, had sex with her.
That is throwing shade.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty foul for Kanye to say because, I mean, if you see pictures of them when they were going out, they looked really happy, and whatever happened. I don't remember, nor do I really care. You know, you can't talk bad about people.
It's pretty bad.
You just, like, you had a life, and then it didn't go that way, and you go...
And she's not unattractive. She has her very own unique style, but it's cool.
I just wish she would grow her hair back.
Next on the Amber Rose Show.
Yeah, anyhow.
Okay, let's get to the show.
I just want to see her with hair.
I just had a question. I had no idea. So let's get into the show now. We wanted to devote our first topic to stuff that happened in the off-season. Everybody who watches this knows that, but we wanted to catch you guys up. Let's talk about the show today. The first thing we have is Bruce and Chris. Okay, so we've got Bruce is on the loose versus Chris J needs a lay. Chris J needs a new lay, whatever. Both parties really sucked.
Especially
like,
Chris's.
No one was there. Like, yeah, especially Chris's. But if they're going to have, like, this whole, like, the point is for them to meet new people, they've got to invite new people.
Yeah.
I, you know, and Bruce said, my old friends and my new friends, and I was kind of looking around like...
Who are the new friends?
Who are the new friends?
No new friends.
No... No.
Yeah, I don't understand either of these parties. Chris's party also was before a book signing. So she had to, even if it was raging, she would have had to leave in an hour anyway.
I just thought that was kind of odd that, one of them dropped the ball on, I mean, come on now.
And by drop the ball, associate producer dropped the ball, and it was a real half-assed storyline. But it brought up an interesting thing, which is Bruce talking to an unnamed friend of Chris. So I'll ask you two. Even not a marriage, obviously none of us have been with somebody for 25 years. But if you're in a serious relationship with somebody, you break up, and then they turn around and talk to a very good friend of yours, even as a friend, innocuously, whatever, is that acceptable?
I think it really depends on if they were friends before. Like, if the friend was really good friends with Bruce and really good friends with Chris, then they shouldn't have to decide or pick a team or whatever. But the way it sounded was that this friend was only friends with Chris, and now all of a sudden she's friends with Bruce and, like, hanging out with Bruce.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's fishy. Especially, you know, it's still kind of raw and fresh. But, I mean, Bruce should... have the freedom to do whatever he wants, but at the same time, like, not be picking Chris's best friends. And that's just also very shitty,
It's shitty on the friend's part, you know? We can put up a little explicit language.
We can say it.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think it depends on the situation as well, and even if they weren't both mutually good friends, I think because it was Chris's assistant for a long time, so obviously you kind of build a friendship over being someone's assistant. But as if he had just said something at first, that'd be different. But at least the way they portrayed it, it was kind of like he was keeping it a secret.
I want to know how Courtney knew the number by heart. I don't even know, like, anyone's
number
by heart.
Yeah,
except for my mom.
Maybe because. Oh no!
He has a house phone.
Well,
sometimes
which isn't surprising
names.
For Bruce, but but it just popped up the 818 number.
Actually,
she said, and was like, "Oh, it's an 818 number."
It might have said her name, and were just choosing. They, you know, notice they did not mention her name the whole time on the show.
Yeah.
So maybe it said the name, like maybe. Caller ID.
Yeah, I guess.
And Bruiser lives in Malibu, so maybe he needs a house phone because you don't get self service.
Oh, God, yeah, service sucks out there.
Yeah. But although that's not a problem for him, he probably likes having no service.
It didn't seem like he didn't like having service because he actually made me feel really sad when he was talking to Courtney. Not because, well, kind of because he was saying that no one comes to visit him, talks to him. But Courtney just looked like she was sitting there kind of like, I'm just here to be here.
Yeah.
The producer just made me go.
I'm here for a scene.
Like, Bible. Like, I was just felt really bad for Bruce in that first scene with him and
He does seem very lonely.
Well, it's an adjustment for both of them. I think Kim is probably the correct one on the Bruce-Chris fight. Her point was, I don't care what you do. Do what you want. You're free to do it. But Chris was owed a phone call.
Right.
And that's right. Chris was at least owed a phone call. Even if it's nothing, again, you have to know how that looks.
When Kim said, I would die if I was married to you, I mean, I get that they say, oh, my God, this dress makes me want, like, I die for that dress or whatever they say. But, like, when she said, I would die if I was married to you, I was just like, that is a low blow.
Also kind of a low blow to Chris in a way. Because Chris and Kim are very similar in a lot of ways. We talk about that a lot. But so is this Kim criticized? Is this a backdoor insult to Chris saying, how did you pick this guy?
I just think it's, and he was like, oh, you would die. And I was just like, oh, God, I just think Chris.
Kim always has really bad timing with saying things, or she always just says things that she shouldn't. For example, I'm pretty sure it was her that said that in the kitchen. Oh, and so-and-so called. And it was just kind of like, maybe that might not have been the right time or place to bring that up. But that's happened on a lot of episodes where she kind of just, you know, verbal vomit inappropriate times. I mean, that's kind of Kim's thing.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't know why you would do something like that if you just take joy in having all stuff out. You like drama and you like instigating stuff. But it reminds me of a behavior of like a teenager or a kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, going off that same point in the previews for next week, just going to throw this out there. They have a shot of Kim saying like, I'm not going to buy her a new pair of shoes or a new dress or whatever. I bought her a career.
Yes.
So I really want to know who she's talking about. I kind of feel like it might be about Kendall.
I thought it was Kendall.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was clear it was Kendall. Maybe Kendall? It's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, yikes. True. Kind of.
Well.
Which is also a low blow, but I don't know.
I don't know.
Kim says a lot of bad things.
Inappropriately timed. But that has some truth to them.
Yeah.
Just inappropriately timed.
A lot of too blunt things. She lacks just a little bit of, like, tact. Like, cushion it a little bit.
Yeah, no filter.
She has other cushion elsewhere, but she needs cushion. One
thing about the Bruce. No, I got it. I'm sorry. I was thinking
Thanks
about
for not acknowledging my attempt to be
Frankie, your
funny.
Butt joke was incredible.
Thanks, guys.
All right. One great quote with Bruce. I starred this. I put two stars next to it. When they go to Vegas and Bruce is there with the whole gang. Brody. Let's talk about Brody real fast. Quote, put Kanye and Reggie together in a burning building. Guess who I'm saving? Reggie every time.
Well, Brody and Reggie are friends.
And he's still...
Yeah. But also, that was like 18 marriages ago for Kim. I don't get why, like, that would even be relevant, like, for them to be... Him to have to choose one or the other. Because it's not even, like... That was so many years ago. So many relationships ago.
Well, but he's still salty about the wedding, is what it is.
He is salty. Okay. I'll be the first to defend Brody in a hot second.
Knows.
I really would. But the thing is like with the wedding, he was invited. His girlfriend, Caitlyn, was not invited. He did not get a plus one. If you're Kim Kardashian and your wedding is under 200 people, that is a ridiculously small wedding for people like that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Khloe didn't even have a plus one.
Right.
So for him to still be in his, like, panties are in a twist because he didn't get a plus one to the wedding, like, who are you? You know what I mean? Like, what makes you so special to have this girl come? I get it. Whatever. Sure.
I mean, I agree with Sterling except for that. I get it. I think he needs to get, what did you say, his panties out of the bunch. That just made me think of the episode where he was laying there naked so Kim would walk in on him. Thanks for the visual.
Yeah.
Yeah. but yeah, I think he needs to get over it too. But I mean, he was drunk. So clearly it still really hurts him and it was coming out. But let's talk about the other weird comment made at that dinner, which was from
Bert,
which is a funny name.
But it's also a weird comment because I don't think we had the full context. We just saw a snippet. And I don't have a lot of faith in these producers. They're not bringing us hard-hitting journalism that is telling the truth of the streets. They're bringing us Kardashians. We don't see his mouth move. They could have, like, dubbed in whatever words they wanted to there. So I don't even know if he actually said this, but something along the lines of saying goodbye to Chloe and Rob and saying, I love you, a very final statement. Now, two things. Bert is very far removed from this family.
Yeah,
by choice.
I was like, oh, that's what he looks like? I feel like I've never seen him.
But the other thing, it underscores the bigger idea, which is once Bruce and Chris do split, everybody else naturally is like, wait a second, are we now, you know, Hatfields and McCoys?
Yeah.
Not that bad, but are we two families now?
Yeah. Well, they made such a huge thing of when they were separating that we're still a family, like we're still the best of friends, blah, blah, blah. And now entering into season 10, Bruce is like, yeah, I haven't heard from Chris in a really long time. And now they're, you know, like, they're obviously not on that united front like they said they were.
Chris seems to me, obviously don't know her, but she seems to me to be kind of an out of sight, out of mind person.
Yeah.
Because she does so much and she's so powerful in her realm that if you're in front of her or if she needs something from you or if you have a strong personality or you're around for her to, you know, unload on you like Bruce was to be a kind of support at times and punching bag at others, she's there. But once Bruce leaves because he's so quiet, it's not necessarily a vindictive thing that she won't come see him or whatever. It's just out of sight, out of mind. She's got a ton of stuff to do, and Bruce suddenly loses importance. And to him, that's a much bigger deal than it is to her.
I feel like, well, I mean, Kim was saying that she cries every night and blah, blah, blah. So I think she's just choosing a different route to deal with it.
And at the and also, if all of this stuff is true about him transitioning, you got to think about like how that's affecting Chris, because a lot of people are going to be very supportive and like a do what you got to do type of way. If you're removed from it, it's so easy for us to be like, oh, that's awesome for him. Like if he wants to do something and that's, you know, what he feels is natural for him, then that's great. But being married to someone for 23 years or whatever it was, and then this is becoming a thing, that's got to be confusing.
Yeah. How would you not say about yourself at some level privately, did I make this happen? You know what I mean?
Or this isn't the person.
Exactly.
Because even when she was at lunch with her friend, then they said, do you remember when we met Bruce? Like, blah, blah, blah. You guys had this instant thing. And then it's like, this isn't the person I fell in love with. And maybe that's something she's struggling with.
Yeah, definitely.
And how does it reflect on her, who unfairly takes a lot of flack? Women like her take a lot of flack. People, oh, she's a bitch. She's whatever, this and that. Where a man who's that assertive is just a business person.
Right.
She takes a lot of flack that she shouldn't take.
I agree.
But also, on top of that flack, when Bruce goes and does this, if this is actually what's happening with this transition, naturally a lot of stupid people are going to say, oh, Chris, you know, you're the one who emasculated him and you're the one who made him do this, which is wrong. But there's a lot of people who are going to say and think that stuff.
Yeah, but,
and I think in some level, very privately, for a second, she might have had a thought like that said, what happened? You know, and it's not her. It's probably not about her at all. But it's natural to think that, to be like, did I not match up right? And so it's my fault that this is the way, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
If
so,
that's really what's
going on. If that's
what's
happening, but...
But we're not going to
comment. Assume.
I think that's about it on Bruce and
Chris.
Well,
no, actually,
go for it.
When he came to talk to Chris, I would think that, obviously, that was something private. I love how Kim just kind of plopped down on the couch and sat right in the middle of it and, you know...
She's
put
like
her
a,
two cents in.
She's like a mediator in, like, arbitration.
Yeah.
The worst, probably,
she's
mediator.
She's like Chris's lawyer, defense attorney.
Yeah, she's like a mediator. That is interesting, but Kim was also right.
Yeah.
And Chris was kind of funny at one point when she's like, whatever she said to him, I'm like, you're kind of an asshole. Because he can be kind of an asshole.
He definitely can.
You know, and she can too, for sure. But he can be kind of an asshole and say some things he shouldn't have said. And him telling, Bruce telling Chris, you know, this is your problem, not mine. I can have whoever I want to be friends. If you don't like it, it's your problem. Not really. It's kind of your problem, Bruce. Like, you guys still have kids together.
Yeah.
You have history. You can't just throw her out the window, complete disregard. You know?
Exactly.
Okay. Let's talk about Kim.
Sex. Oh, sorry.
No, sex.
Babe.
Totally sex. Let's talk about Kim. Kim is trying to get pregnant again. Quote of the episode from Scott, quote, Courtney is the only person who could get pregnant when she's already pregnant.
He's like, wait, who's pregnant?
He
freaked out.
Talking, of course, about Kim trying to get pregnant, thinking that they were talking about Courtney, who was already pregnant. So, I mean, obviously, Kim is in a state where she wants another baby and is doing everything she can to do it.
Like calling him to her photo shoots for a little beauty call in the bathroom. Which is
pretty awesome, let's be honest.
Yeah, you just see her close the door and it's like, love you, bye. Good 10 minutes, thank you.
Even a workaholic music producer, fashion designer like Kanye is going to make the trip across town for that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Okay. So what do we make of this baby thing? My funniest scene with her was the doctor. When the doctor's saying to her, you know, whatever they're doing with the ultrasound thing. And he's like talking to her about gender. And she goes, so I talked to a psychic. Yeah. And then my hairdresser's a psychic.
Who's also a psychic. Says it's going to be a boy.
And the doctor's like,
I think it's a 50-50 chance.
That was pretty funny.
That would be incredible. What do we think about Kim with another baby? And obviously, she's putting too much pressure on herself.
Well, especially right now, I don't know if you guys have noticed on your Facebook or Instagram feeds, it's like baby mania right now, especially on my stuff. But I do know people who are trying, and sometimes I feel like you said, you put too much pressure.
Yeah. And well, Courtney brought that up too. She was like, and obviously Courtney, you should take advice from.
Yeah.
Well, Courtney, yeah. It just kind of happens.
Yeah, it does. But it just happens. Like, she doesn't stress about it or whatever that we know of. And it seems like Kim is putting a lot into it. But I get that she wants North to have siblings mm-hmm. that are, you know, not too far apart in age or whatever. So yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. But, I mean, obviously there are couples out there that do struggle hard to have babies. So I'm not, you know, making it light, saying, oh, just relax. But that hormones do have a big part of it. And I think she was just kind of, like, overly being really excited about trying to get pregnant. And I mean, we see for the previews for the season, though, it looks like it kind of is kind of a big deal, which is crazy, because North kind of just, boop.
Yeah, they didn't, you know, have to try too hard for that.
As far as we know, yeah. But that's the other thing is, for Kim on this thing, if you're going to try hard, obviously, I have never given birth, believe it or not.
Really? That would be...
Huh. I love that you took it seriously. I've never given birth.
No, I was going to say something funny, but that was pretty funny.
I would imagine that if you're Kim or anybody who's trying to conceive or struggling, you would want to know all the medical facts. If there's something medically wrong, if you can correct it, if you can't, whatever, and you look at adoption or whatever. But at some point, once you know everything, and if it still can't happen, that's when it would get really frustrating again.
Yeah.
My body works, his body works, why isn't it happening? Now is when it should be happening, and we can't figure it out. You
know? My thing is she just worked so hard to get all that baby weight off. If it was me and I just had a kid and I'm trying to have another one, I would have been like, all right, I'm going to take this opportunity to just, you know, let myself relax and then I'll
take more nude photo shoots.
Yeah, well, then I'll get rid of it after I'm done having kids, you know? If she's like that quick to do it. Anyways, that's just me. I'm kind of lazy.
This is kind of off topic. No, it's not.
No, go for it.
I just was amazed that she comes to the lunch at the end with, you know, the sisters and Bruce. And she's like, I just started my period. But she was wearing all white. She's so brave. That's all I have to say.
It's a good point.
I love hosting with you guys because I learned so many things that I just would never have learned. This is like...
Anyhow.
It's like girl talk here. All of our listeners are rolling their eyes.
You just said you could have babies, so I said, we can deal with it.
Talk about taking a quote out of context. Okay, I think that's about it with Kim, because I don't want to talk any more about babies unless you guys say something that's going to make me turn, like, beet red. So why don't we do a little news and gossip?
Tay.
Tay. You mean other than what we talked about for the first 20 minutes?
Pretty much. Well, different news. We got two things. Okay. I mentioned this, but TMZ is reporting Bruce, the Bruiser.
On the loose.
He is on the loose. He is slowing down production of this docuseries, supposedly about his transition, whatever's going on. Two reasons a source said he is putting it on hold. The first one is he wants to make sure his sons are in a good place to handle the transition. The second one is the car crash in Malibu.
Just his sons?
The woman died. Well, they say sons. I think it's all kids, but they specifically said sons. So my question for you guys on this piece of news is Brandon and Brody, and Bert, who we don't know as much about, but Brandon and Brody, I think, from what we see on camera, would be able to handle this if this is what's going on. They'd be able to handle it pretty well. I think they're both pretty mature and in a good place and supportive.
Well, I feel like Brody would be the one to handle it the worst.
Yeah, I would agree.
But that's a relative worst, I think. I think at the end of the day, they both love their dad enough to say, listen, man.
Bobby, maybe it's not even true. So I can't comment.
Yeah.
You guys are so unfun. When it is true, I want vindication. Okay?
No.
Good talk. The other thing with Bruce, here's something big, and we're going to have to talk about this. One thing that is still going on, in May, he will do a huge interview with Diane Sawyer. Or he's been doing parts, and it's going to air in May. And we'll talk about the changes, whatever else is going on. So something is in the pipeline, regardless of what it is. You don't talk to Diane Sawyer in that situation just to catch up on... You gotta fly there?
Yeah. Just got attacked by a bug. Anyone that's listening?
And then the generational thing I find interesting because Diane Sawyer is obviously an older journalist who speaks to a different audience than people our age.
Yeah.
But the big question for me with Bruce, if this is true, if, Sterling, is it wrong to self-promote over something as serious as this? Or is it just the Kardashian way?
I mean, I feel like there's so much in the spotlight that I kind of is just kind of what would happen.
Naturally. I feel like he is so high profile that he would need to do something respectful to address it to everyone, especially his fans, if that's the case. Or if that's even what it's about. It could be completely... I think he has plenty of other stories to share with Diane Sawyer. I don't think it necessarily has to be that one, if that's not the case.
I'm so interested you guys are doubling down on this whole, oh, sources say...
I'm not like, it's definitely not happening. I'm just neutral until I hear it. Maybe this Diane Sawyer thing will be the thing to convince
me.
Well,
good,
I don't
because
know.
It's coming.
I mean, I just think it's so crazy that we... Because they are in the spotlight, we have not had an actual 100% confirmation yet.
I think it's crazier that because they are in the spotlight, we have not had a 100% denial yet. If you're
that,
not...
I guess that as well. But then that could be kind of a publicity thing at the same time.
This is not... If you're not doing this, if Bruce is not transitioning to become a woman, I don't think this is the kind of publicity
he
wants.
Throwing things out there.
I know. I'm just saying. If you're not doing this in every publication
ever... Maybe they're paying
ever,
him, like, millions and millions of dollars not to say anything so that, like, people keep tuning into the show make sure
they
that we, like, are looking for clues or
they
something.
They probably whatever he negotiated. And apparently the docuseries he negotiated is separate from Chris, which is also another rift in the family because 2 years ago Chris would have negotiated it.
Right.
But this is apparently his own project. And his
I kind of like the fact that we don't know anything about it. And I think that's my biggest pet peeve with this whole Keeping Up with the Kardashians in general, because we always talk about it. We hear everything months later, and it's kind of like you're just revisiting it. I would love to like turn on the episode and really actually be surprised to see
exactly
what is going on.
And also, just, I mean, I get that what I'm about to say goes against this entire show and what we've been talking about.
Sure.
But it's kind of crazy to me that, like, we are talking about this because this is none of our business. If he's transitioning or whatever, like, that just kind of hit me that this is crazy that we're discussing this and it's not even confirmed. And this is his life, like, and that's just none of our business.
I'm
with it, like, I'm here.
But two thoughts on that. The first one is, and I think if you talk to our viewers or anybody who follows them, if we were not to address this, that would be a disservice
to
the whole
series. Well, and they are public figures, and I get that. No, I get that. But if it were me, I would just be like, that's no one's business.
Oh, listen, if Bruce was transitioning in private with no docuseries, if this was what it's all about, if it's no docuseries and he's in private, hey, man, best of luck. Rob has gone in private with his issues.
Exactly.
And we've only talked about him saying, best of luck, we hope you do whatever you got to do, we love it, you know, whatever. If Bruce did the same thing, cool, man.
Yeah.
Whatever.
No, I
but
get it. They're public figures.
The docuseries,
we should talk about it, whatever. I get it. But
and there's a way to talk about it and analyze it, but still be respectful.
Well, and that goes back to your question, like, is it respectful if he's doing this whole docuseries to other people who are, you know, going through that?
Yeah.
So is he just doing it to make money, or, like, what's the motivation behind it?
Yeah.
Is it an honest look into, you know, that process? Is it true? So
sidebar really fast to another show. I also love Glee, and this last season that they have, the football coach just transitioned into a male. So
the actor or the character?
The character.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I mean, it's something I think more people are getting exposed to now, so I don't think it's going to be so crazy, but I mean, we can't really comment. No
well,
comments.
That's something that's so great about Glee, though, is that they
always cover.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome. If that's what he's doing and what he's happy and what he is and what is in his heart and whatever, go for it. It's not going to. If Bruce were to become a woman, you know what's that? Well, you know what that's going to do to my life?
I just know
nothing. You know, like go for it.
Yeah. I could see, and
I just can't believe it until I know that if it's like 100% true.
Interesting.
I'm not trying to be funny whatsoever. If this is truthful, but I can see him playing tennis in like those tennis outfits, the skirts and everything, with his ponytail.
Okay, let's do our second piece of news. Kris Jenner and Lindsay Lohan might be new best friends.
No. You
guys, well, let's talk about Instagram. They've been Instagramming with each other. Lindsay put up an Instagram caption last week, a picture of her and Kris Jenner and Joyce Bonelli, who was like a celebrity makeup artist, because these days, everybody is a celebrity makeup artist.
Well, Joyce is like their makeup artist. I don't know if you follow her on Instagram, but like she is like
Stardust.
I follow her on Instagram. She has like the cutest little son too.
He's really cute. That's amazing.
Anyways, but like she does all of their makeup for all of their events, the entire family. She is very close. I'm sure she has signed many non-disclosure agreements.
Oh, for sure.
So
and is getting paid pretty well.
Yeah.
To put on makeup, not a bad career if you can
her
get it.
Her and Jen Adkin here.
Anyway, she was in the picture. The caption read: "Family time with Kris Jenner and Joyce Bonelli # Midnight in Paris." Kris and Lindsay together. Kris, you're not 22.
Let's not break it to her too hard.
You're not 22. We've talked about this before.
I mean, neither is Lindsay. Oh, now.
Well, whatever. 28.
Wait, hold on. This might intertwine with this. For the previews for the rest of the season, who were they talking about transferring money, different accounts? Was that the guy that she was seeing with, or is that something internal with the family?
I don't know.
I have no idea. I thought it almost looked like they might have been talking about Scott.
Well, it was making it look like Scott. Anyways, because I was going to say maybe she's not dating that Corey guy anymore, if that was the reason. And so she's out, you know, trying to have fun, be single. And Lindsay Lohan is known to party. I don't think that's changed over the years, unfortunately.
Say what you will about the Kardashians. And I know that people have had issues. Lamar has had issues and stuff. But they have kept their family as public as they are from becoming a train wreck. You know what I mean? All the girls are still above board. You don't have any serious addiction problems that we know of, obviously.
Right.
And there's issues like Rob's, but that's a totally different thing. It's not a public issue. Lindsay is kind of a dumpster fire.
Well, I think Lindsay actually has cleaned up her act
as of late.
But also, all of that Instagram stuff was happening during Paris Fashion Week. Everyone is there.
Yeah.
Like, there's all the after parties, whatever. You're going to run into people and, like, be like, oh, this is my sister, like, you know, with my mom.
Because it's
mom. I would never say with my mom, but, you know, like, if they're not my mom, but, you know, just like that. You
every celebrity, like, just knows each other. It just comes with the celebrity territory.
I don't think that's like, oh, like, they're best friends or whatever. But
all right, fine. You know what? You guys bring news next week. If you're going to criticize the news I pick.
I did. Talked about the hair and commented on everything you said.
Okay. Whatever, you know what, Bobby. Sterling? You get to do the first prediction this week.
Oh. I predict that Kim is going to go back to being a brunette ASAP.
Praise Jesus, am I right?
I don't know. Like, predict what? For next week?
Yeah, what's going to happen? Okay, so here on AfterBuzz, we do a show, and then we do some news, and then we do some predictions.
Oh, is that how it works?
Is this your first episode?
So interesting,
yeah, it's
Bobby.
Crazy. Like Bible. That's how we do it.
Wow.
Like,
that's so
literally.
Good to know. Thank you.
So what's it going to be? Give me some predictions.
Predictions. Francesca.
I just think, actually, this season looks good from what they have shown in the previews.
Something just popped in my head.
You guys are something
that we didn't
today.
Even talk about when they were talking about French Montana.
Oh, God.
And Courtney said, whatever, like, don't bring a dummy around here again. It's interesting because they obviously are still close because if you follow them on Instagram or follow them at all, whatever. Chloe is always Instagramming with French still, like, even as of late. And so, are they still together? Are they not? But in this episode, it seemed, you know, he moved out. I didn't even know they were living together. But he moved out, and they're broken up. But it seems like they're together, so.
And Courtney was right. He is too dumb.
No,
well,
stop.
I can't really speak English, guys.
Listen, I was listening to the radio. I can't remember what station or whatever. But French Montana, they had him on air. And one of the, like, not the main host, but one of the other people said something about not understanding him, but it kind of totally slipped under the radar, and I was like, dang it, I wish Bobby and Sterling had heard this. because you can't really understand him unless he's singing. When he's singing, he's crystal clear.
There you go.
Well, it's auto-tune.
Yeah.
No. No.
Yes. Anyhow.
All right. I think
it's going to be a good season.
Predictions. You two
Do you have any predictions?
I predict that the Bruce transition to a woman is a go. It's sources now.
We're talking about this season.
This is involved in the thing. They won't show it on this season.
Exactly. So we're not talking about it.
But this, you'll see more of it this season, that this is going to snowball. This is a thing. Acknowledge it. It will happen, I think. Okay. Bottom line. Okay. That you guys are something today.
When are we not something?
True.
Well, it's good to be back. All right, hey, that's it this week on Kardashians here on AfterBuzz TV. We will be back next Sunday. In the meantime, comment on YouTube, tweet us, do all that good stuff. Speaking of Twitter or Instagram, which you guys love, Sterling, where can they find you if they want to tweet you?
You can find me on the Twitters and the Instagram at Sterling Cates.
And you guys can find me at both of those things. XOXOCESCA.
We are drinking water. There's no vodka in here. I'm at Bobby DeMiro on Twitter, at Mr. Bobby DeMiro on Instagram. Ladies, it's been real. I'll see you guys in 7 days. Good night, everybody.
Ciao.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.